Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back in Nashville. Corey Curtis on the Morning Drive with Derek Mason, Titans legend, alongside on the morning after the Preds firing Peter Laviolette and assistant coach Kevin McCarthy. Kind of a secondary tidbit to this situation, not just the head coach going down. He is the co-host to Jared and the GM each and every day, the former general manager of the Tennessee Titans and executive guru to the New England Patriots, Floyd Race. Floyd, my man, aren't you on the jogging trail this morning?
I'm getting ready as soon as we're done here. I'm out the door.
Listen, Floyd, you know, we have all talked about the situation with the Preds, and were you surprised yesterday when the news dropped?
Oh, shocked. And I don't, you know, I don't think anybody has been thrilled with where the Preds are, but we've been through some of these ups and downs with this team. And I think, at least in my mind, I kept thinking, hey, you know, you go on a road trip here and you get, what, 3 points? And you think to yourself, okay, maybe, you know, they're right back on track and we'll get this thing going. But, you know, didn't work out. I don't know all the ins and outs, what went on. You know, the story broke last night about 5:30 at the end of our show. And I think both of us were kind of looking at each other and we're going, wow, that's a little bit of a surprise. Knowing David's background and, you know, his yearn for stability and all of a sudden this happened. So, you know, you're kind of scratching your head.
Well, listen, you've made an in-season coaching change before as a general manager. What is David Poile, when you make this move in season, what is he hoping the net gain is of doing it now?
Well, when we did it, it was a little bit different because we did it at the end of the year. And I think in our mind, we had decided, okay, this is not going to work. And I kind of likened it to Marcus when you know, Vrabel decided to
change
quarterback.
That's what Derek just did, yeah.
You know, it's just not working there. And so we've got to change and do something. Here's the change. I'm going to stick with it and see what happens. We did it at the end of the year to get somebody in there to more or less audition for the next year. So we could see them work with the team, work in practice, do all the things that we needed before we had to make a final decision.
Now, Floyd, is there ever a time as a GM where you have in your mind, and you know, basically life is this way, I guess, that hey, this is what I'm going to do. And in regards to Lobby, I got to fire the guy. But then at the last minute, you win a few games. It seems like things are going in the right direction, and you kind of hold off on a firing. Do GMs typically operate that way? Or when they make a decision, they're just going to make it regardless if you go on a 3 or 4 game winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, with us, when we did it, it was always, okay, we're done. You know, the decision is made. And what's the next best thing to do? And I think, you know, hockey's a little bit different than football for us. It seems to me, anyway. You know, football, if you make these changes, and you would know this better than anybody, D, but I think, you know, everybody kind of looks at it as, okay, you know, let's make it through this season.
Well, usually you're pretty terrible.
Yeah, you know, but in hockey, you know, you see people make changes and, heck, they, you know, win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
So, I mean, anything is possible, and it's a different sport, and, you know, they handle it a little bit different.
All right, Floyd, there's a ton going on that I want to get to you here in this segment. Tua Tagovailoa announced yesterday he is going into the NFL draft. Look, I love Tua Tagovailoa. I love watching him play, respect the hell out of him. His injuries, two ankles, a knee, and a hip in his short time at Alabama would make him undraftable to me, especially in the first round. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, it would be scary, without a doubt. Now, the doctors will play a giant role in this and what they say. You know, having just a tiny bit of experience with the injury that he had, I mean, it is really traumatic. I mean, it is a...
That's a huge joint.
Oh, and it, you know, from what I understand, it shattered or at least fractured his pelvis in the back, you know, and it does a whole bunch of stuff to the bones and things in there, and you just don't know, you know, how that whole thing's going to pan out. So, I mean, you would have to be concerned because the investment's going to be large, and you're expecting this guy to be the guy, and, you know, with all the health issues, you know, I've kind of always shied away from those guys to begin with, so... I would be concerned.
All right, and the Dallas Cowboys tabbed Mike McCarthy yesterday to be their head coach after a two-man search and after holding Jason Garrett hostage for a week, evidently. Number one, what do you think of the hiring of McCarthy? And number two, what do you think of the Cowboys' process?
You know, the hiring I thought is fine. You know, Mike is a good football coach. He's got some experience. You know, probably all the things they're looking for. You know, you always wonder how he's going to work with Jerry. And according to the reports I saw, it was love at first sight. So maybe, you know, maybe this is the answer. I was not happy with the way Dallas handled it. You know, Garrett had been there a long time. He had done, you know, about everything he could. I thought it was a little bit disrespectful the way they treated him at the end. You know, if you're going to fire him, fine. Go ahead and fire him.
They were interviewing people while he was still the head coach.
Yeah, yeah, those kinds of things. Those things are really distasteful. And I think, you know, if you're the next guy in line, now, let's face it, Dallas is as good a job as there is in the NFL.
Is it? Is that a good job? I mean, you've got the owner looming over absolutely everything. And the players in the locker room, they know this.
Right. I think it's good from the standpoint that Dallas is one of the premier locations. You know, if you're the head coach of Dallas, you have a certain status. If you're the quarterback at Dallas, you have a certain status.
It's Hollywood of the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, those guys are kind of movie stars. And so, you know, if that's what you're looking for, then, you know, from that standpoint, I think it's a premier job. I agree with you. Working with Jerry would be a little bit hard, especially given the track record. You know, if you were working for him and he was going to come in and say, hey, we need to do this, and he'd won a couple of Super Bowls or, you know, they'd had tremendous success, you'd go, hey, this guy probably knows what he's talking about. But you almost go the other way. You know, the Sally rule, which is if she says turn right, you automatically go left.
That Sally rule is gold.
If he were to come in and hit you with that, you might go, oh, wait a minute. Now, I've seen your track record.
Yeah, Floyd. We're talking with Floyd Reese, the better half of Jared and the GM from 2 to 6.
Stable half.
I love you. I love you, Jared. But no, obviously, let's get back to the Titans and what they were able to accomplish. I think it was for an organization moving forward, that was a huge win. But even in the win, there is some disappointment. They lose Jayon Brown during the game. I don't know if he's going to play or not. It doesn't seem as if he will. How do they replace that? You got Kamalea Correa that came in. Roberson is playing well in limited time. How do they replace a guy like that, knowing the opponent they got coming up? Because if you don't have Jayon Brown that can run around with the speed that he has, how do you expect to chase around Lamar Jackson in that run game?
Yeah, and as we all know, that's the really, really scary part about this guy. I mean, he can fly, and you've got to have as much speed on the field as you can get on the field. You know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if they play most of the game with extra DBs, you know, just to get that speed on the field. You've got to have somebody that's going to spy him all the time. You've got to have somebody that can help you in coverage in the middle of the field because he loves his tight ends, and that's where he gets the ball to him a lot of times, in the middle of the field. So, you know, you've got a lot of things to consider here. But if you don't have speed on the field, and even the spy, you know, the spy is going to have to be somebody that can really run because...
Well, that was Jayon Brown. I mean, Jayon Brown was your spy on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and you know, Woodyard and guys, I mean, I love them, but I don't see him being able to do that. But, you know, I'm not even sure there's many of the linebackers that will be able to do that, simply because if you take a bad angle or he shakes you a little bit and you miss a tackle, I mean, it could be six.
Now, David Long is a rookie from West Virginia who's come in.
And he played well.
And he can run. He can run. But that's a big responsibility.
And then
you've got Rashawn Evans,
yeah,
who's playing really well and runs well. Doesn't run like Jayon Brown, but he's a good tackler, and has shown, I think, to be more and more responsible and more a guy you can trust. So it's going to be very interesting because to me it's got to be one of those two guys. But I agree with you, Floyd. I think this is a game where you see a lot of Malik Hooker and you see a lot of three safeties on the field at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Simply because, again, you know, they're not traditional in the things they do. I mean, this offense is really unique to the NFL. You know, they've got more rushing yards than passing yards. The quarterback is the number one rusher and the number one passer. You know, he is such a part of that game, and yet he is such a skilled runner. You know, and I mean, he can shake you, he can outrun you. He's stronger than people give him credit for, and it's the kind of guy that if you take a bad angle, he'll outrun you. If he shakes you, it may be sick. So, I mean, it's one of those, every time he's got the ball, you're going to hold your breath.
Well, now, Floyd, I know you're not a stat guy necessarily, but I'm going to throw some stats at you that are unbelievable. They have averaged this year, 206 yards rushing a game. That's for an NFL season. That's more yards per game than eight teams are averaging passing the football.
Yeah.
They have 1,000 more rushing yards than not the last place team in the league, than the second place team in the league. They are 1,000 yards rushing clear of the second best team in the National Football League. You've had some great running football teams. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I the league hasn't. You know, this is something really, really new. And it's, you know, it's the quarterback. Not taking anything away from the running backs.
1,200 yards!
Yeah, he is truly special from that standpoint. And you know, you most of the time in the playoffs, you're going into this and you're thinking, oh my God, we got to get pass rush over, you know, what kind of coverage or who are we going to double and who, you know, the game plan here has to be how do you stop that quarterback? Let's face it, if you can, you know, you're going to win. If you can't, you're in serious trouble.
Well, Floyd, you know I could talk to you all day long, but I know you got 8 long miles to put in. So I'm gonna set you free. You're on from 2 to 6 today with Jared. I'm sure you're gonna have plenty of reaction to David Poyle's press conference today. That's at 11:45 this morning.
Yeah, I learned something there.
All right, Floyd, go out there and get it today.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right. That is Floyd Race, co-host of Jared and the GM, former general manager of the Tennessee Titans, and we had a lot of ground to cover there, Mace.
Yes, a whole bunch of it. I mean, this is, you thought Michael Vick was bad years ago, over a decade ago.
Yeah.
This is worse than facing Michael Vick. He threw
36 touchdowns this year, which I think led the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be only the second player since Jim Brown to win the MVP before they turned 23. Look, and the Ravens get tons of credit for, number one, believing in him, because I didn't believe in him coming out. And you saw his rookie year. Mm-hmm. He didn't look believable as a passer, but he deserves a ton of credit for becoming the player he has. I never thought I'd see a quarterback rush for 1,200 yards and survive.
No.
I mean, and I think that's kind of what's incredible about this whole thing. But we'll try and talk as much Titans as we can today, but obviously the Peter LaViolette story is going to continue to be center stage. So we'll touch more a little bit on all this when we return. This is Corey Curtis filling in for Braden Gall with Derek Mason on ESPN 102.5 The Game. This is The Morning Drive.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.